This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer. The search for answers in Aurora, Colorado, continues after Friday's deadly shooting at a local movie theater. The man suspected of killing 12 people and injuring more than 50 also filled his apartment with dangerous explosives. Experts spent hours dismantling the labyrinth of tripwires and incendiary devices from the home of the suspected 24-year-old James Holmes. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports from Aurora, Colorado.
Yellow police tape stretches for blocks surrounding the apartment complex where shooting suspect James Holmes lived. Ambulances, fire engines, and police cars fill parking lots and streets. Maria Carlos says she can't take it anymore.
I don't feel safe now here, so bad right now.
Carlos's apartment is just right outside the evacuation area. She says she didn't realize there was so much police activity outside until she saw her building on TV.
I can't believe what I never imagined like this happened like that. I don't know what happened, but I'm leave.
She packed up and did leave, and apparently just in time. About an hour later, police began a delicate and tense operation to disable the dozens of homemade bombs in Holmes's 800-square-foot apartment. The best way to do that, experts said, was with a controlled explosion. So they sent in a remote-controlled robot to leave the device inside. Minutes later, police sounded a warning signal. And then the device went off. Beside a few birds scattering into the air, there were no other explosions or smoke. And that was exactly what everyone had hoped for, said Cassidy Carlson of the Aurora Police Department.
We have been successful in disabling a second triggering device. We are hopeful that we have eliminated the remaining major threats.
It wouldn't be until late yesterday afternoon until authorities were able to remove all the hazards from the apartment, including jars and other containers filled with liquids and what one official described as black powder. Residents in most of the apartment buildings, except for the one the suspected shooter lived in, were allowed to come home finally last night. Aurora's police chief, Dan Oates, says in the past 4 months, Holmes had received a large number of deliveries, and investigators will determine what was obtained legally and what was not. But Chief Oates said this shows that Holmes had been planning the attack with calculation and deliberation.
Make no mistake, this apartment was designed, I say, to kill whoever entered it. And who was most likely to enter that location after he planned and executed this horrific crime?
Oates said it was clear. Holmes wanted to kill a police officer.
And if you think we're angry, we sure as hell are angry.
A public defender has been assigned to represent the suspect. He will make his first court appearance on Monday. Meanwhile, the coroner released the names of the 12 people who died during the attack. They include a 6-year-old girl whose mother remains hospitalized in critical condition and a man who died on what was his 27th birthday. Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper said the community will help the survivors and their families.
There's no way that we can reverse what has happened, but we can take this aberrant, inconceivable event and do everything we can to make it better.
More than $100,000 has already been donated to help pay for the injured's medical bills. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Aurora.